Now, I hope you listen to WCPT on the weekends. We have Wayne Besson on Saturdays. I've Got Issues. We also have Mike Novak, right? Am I pronouncing
that's
it right?
That's correct.
N-O-W-A-K. Have you listened to Mike Novak? Sunday mornings, 9 to 11. Mike, what is your show about on WCPT?
My show is about gardening and the environment and green living. I try to teach people that everything in our world environmentally is connected. I mean, some people say it's a gardening show, but, you know, the gardening aspect of it is basically to teach folks, and like I try to do it like you do with humor, teach them that when they touch something in the yard, their plants, they're growing stuff, or if they're putting something on their lawn, it has an effect. It has an impact. And you need to know what you're doing. And pay, like voting, you need to pay attention to what you're doing because your actions have consequences on this planet.
Now, Mike, if you're using all kinds of pesticides and you're planting GMO stuff, that's not just impacting your little garden, is it?
Well, no. Well, most people are not going to have access to GMOs.
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And it's amazing that we don't have laws that identify GMOs. It just seems really simple. Put it on the label. Is it a GMO product or is it not? But, of course, the problem is those manufacturers know that nobody would buy them if they were labeled. And that's why they won't do it. And that's why they lobby our elected representatives and they buy them off so that those laws don't. You know about the law in your own state that got defeated after right. All that money was poured in there.
And in Europe, GMOs must be labeled, which is why they're not being sold, because no one will buy them in Europe.
Exactly. And so those are the kinds of things I talk about in my show. Like this past week, we had an issue about a new pesticide. Yay! How about that? It's not bad enough that we've got Roundup, which is glyphosate, is the active ingredient in Roundup. Now they want to combine it with something called 2,4-D. 2,4-D is the stuff that's in weed and feed. And I tell people that the reason they call it weed and feed is that nobody would buy it if they called it poison and fertilizer, which is what it is. So now they want, the problem is Roundup is not, it's not strong enough now for the farmers. So they have these Roundup ready crops, I'm using air quotes here, and they plant these crops and the Roundup will not kill those crops, the corn and soybeans, but it'll kill everything else around it, including milkweed, which our monarchs need, and our monarchs are disappearing. But even now, the Roundup is not as effective, so they want to add more chemicals. This is a death spiral, folks. We're just adding more and more chemicals and putting the soup out there. We got to stop. We got to take a look at it. We got to pull back just a little bit.
We're talking to Mike Novak. He is on WCPT Sunday mornings. You're right. Give him a hand. 9 to 11 a.m. And Mike has a book. It's a riot. Attack of the Killer Asparagus. Mike, what is aside from the Attack of the Killer Asparagus, you got some great stuff in here. What is this about?
This is, all right, I write a column for Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. I've done it for 11 years. Anybody got a subscription out here in Chicagoland Gardening? Oh, there's two
we've
people.
Got hands,
all right,
yes.
We've taken the best columns in probably the first 6 years, put them into this book called Attack of the Killer Asparagus. It's actually a humor column. You're not going to learn a lot about gardening. You might by accident, but otherwise, I'm trying to entertain people and get them to be aware of certain ideas, and that's why I did this book. And we're having a book launch on Thursday at Women and Children First, which is a great independent bookstore here in Chicago in Andersonville. And that's going to be at 7:30. And I hope some of you will show up and I'll sign books. And I might even sign some here if I don't get in Norm's way. I don't want to get in Norm's
way.
Oh,
no, you're more than welcome. I love the column, They Died With Their Roots On. That's that's very funny. Mike, thank you very much. Can I buy one of your books?
No, I'm going to give you one.
All right, I appreciate that.
Now, I do want to do one thing, because you've been working these people so hard today. They're working as hard as you are up here, okay?
Well, I don't know.
And early on, you greeted me with a mic. I bet we can get the crowd to do that, don't you think?
Yeah, you do that?
On a count of three. One, two, three.
Mic. Thank you, Mike. That's
my
very
pleasure.
Kind.
Thank
Mike
you, Norm.
Novak, Sunday mornings. 9 to 11 on WCPT in his book, Attack of the Killer Asparagus.